Okay. Two haras on yesterday. Alex isn't here, but he inspired me to look into it a little more about... He asked a question yesterday. Yesterday's daf seemed to have, and I saw it formulated as the following question. Somebody pointed out there's a Dafyomi website with a couple of different Torah about each daf. So it was formulated as such. Yesterday we learned that there was the family of B'nai... son of Ben Minyamin, they used to keep their own Yantif, and the Gemara discussed, what about when Tisha B'Av falls out? It always falls out on the Erev Yantif. It was Yud Av, that was their Yantif, A. But they also discussed that during Tisha B'Av. So the question is, B'manavshach, was this Bizman Beis HaMikdash, or was this not Bizman Beis HaMikdash? If it was Bizman Beis HaMikdash, so that shows that they kept Tisha B'Av even during the Beis HaMikdash, by Yishayni. And if it wasn't, it was afterwards, that also shows a Chiddush, because then it shows that they kept their Yantif for their Eitzim, the carbon Eitzim, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So B'manavshach, you have a problem here. So which one do you say? So it seems to be a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos and Tainus. Oh, Alex. Tosfos and Tainus on Duff Yud Beis with Aleph. Tosfos holds, seems to say that there was no Tisha B'Av during Bayesheni. That's what Tosfos held. And therefore this whole story happened after Bayesheni. And the Chiddush is that they had this holiday for the wood, even though they're not bringing the wood anymore. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, "Dear Basil Hassam says, V'hai Uvda." It quotes the same story. V'hai Uvda. The Blazer Bar Tzadik Hayla Achar Achurban. The Ikard of Achurban. If it's called of Achurban, right? You don't hold of Tisha B'Av. That's what Tosfos seems to say in Tainus on Daf Yud Beis. But if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam in Rosh Hashanah, in the parak about where it talks about the Shluk and the Yotzei for all the different months, so the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos that during the second temple, during the second base of Mikdash, they didn't keep the other three fast days. They didn't keep Shavuot Vatamuz, Asar B'Teves, or Tzom Gedalia, but they did keep Tisha B'Av during the base of Mikdash. The Rambam says, even though it wasn't obligatory, because of such a terrible day, they kept it even bisman Bayis Sheni. The Rambam does not link it to the fact that Bayis Sheni was missing the five or six things for Bayis Rishon, where that also had to do with it, because it wasn't the same. But either way, the Rambam seems to hold that there is... they did keep it bizman Bayis Sheni. Rav Sternbach also has a piece in Moadim Muzmanim, where he thinks there's a diak in the Rambam and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, because the Rambam there quotes the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which says which months did the shluchim, did the messengers go out to tell Bnei Yisrael about the month. So it says they went out by Nisan because of Pesach, and they went out on Adar because of Purim, and they went out on Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. Went out all the months. Included in there is that they went out on Av because of the Tainus. And in the last line, the Rambam says, when there's a base on Mikdash, there's another one that changes because they went out on Iyar because of Pesach Sheni. So Bach seems to say that the Rambam doesn't make any chilukim by Tisha B'Av. So it sounds like it's always a fasting. So either way, thank you for inspiring us. It needs to be a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam whether there was whether they kept Tisha B'Av in during Bayis Sheni. Okay, that's just one hosafa from yesterday. Actually, again, I apologize about my voice. Hopefully by tomorrow it'll be Ezus Hashem, a little stronger. Just one other horror that I promised yesterday. On the Dikduke Anius, said there are three things that bring you to Ma'avir and Al-Dai to Vadas Kono. So one of them was Dikduke Anius. Just one horror, where does this come up in Shulchan Aruch? This is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch somewhere. So where would this be in Shulchan Aruch, the halachic everyday activities? So if you look at Simon Kufnun Vav, in the Seder Masu Matan, we should have this... we should have this photostated and put onto our cubicle in all of our works. Seder Masu Matan. Shulchan Aruch says what we're supposed to do right after we finish davening every day. We're supposed to sit davening and learn a little bit. That's first of all. That's the previous siman Kufnun Hay. But after you learn, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to get up and go to work. Achagach Yelech Lasakav. Why? Why do you have to go to work? To call Torah She'eni Ma Malacha, because any Torah that does not have Malacha with it, Sofa Betela V'Goreres Avon, will lead to sin. Ki ha'oni ya'avirenu al das kono, because poverty makes you violate the das kono. And that's where it is. Based on the Gemara says, based on our Gemara. Mikol makom liyasam lachto iker ela arai v'taraso keva v'zevazeis kai biyado. And he gives v'yisavite be'emuna. This whole Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah here is very large, and it's a beautiful piece in terms of just how we're supposed to behave on a daily basis. Okay, that is just two haras mentioning related to yesterday's daf. the last thing we did yesterday was what happens if somebody is stuck outside their tchum. What are they supposed to do? So the Gemara mentioned, what happens if you have to go to the bathroom? Chutzrach l'nekavav. You have to go to the bathroom, what are you allowed to do? So the Gemara said, Gadol kavanah brios, so therefore you're allowed to go out. Because it's Issa d'Rabbanan, Rashi seemed to say, tchum d'Rabbanan. And Nahardoi said, if he's smart, then he'll go towards his tchum, he'll find the bathroom there, and once he goes in, he goes in. So a couple of important points on this line. The Rush has a couple of deos regarding a few issues. Number one, he has two machlokas rishonim. When it says you have to go to the bathroom, what exactly is it talking about? Is it talking about hashtana or is it talking about hotzaz rei? Two deos. The Rush in one dea has an opinion that just for hashtana, just for urination, this heter does not apply. It says there's no kavanah brios there. So the Rush discusses why would that be? Just in our minds, both are going to the bathroom. Why should there be any difference? But the Rosh has a couple of opinions. Maybe Hashtana is different. He quotes a Gemara which says, in Bechoro, it's Mashchitim Ayim B'fnei Rabim. People used to do it not so in private. Maybe they wore these types of clothing that it was more B'tznius. Maybe it was just more a different type of society then. So maybe there is less Kavanah Brios. But then he quotes another opinion. Maybe the issue of Kavanah Brios is not the act itself. But the Rosh says maybe that Kavanah Brios is that the what's going to be left there after you finish. So that's the Kavanah Brios. So that's why there's a big difference between Hashtana and Hotzaz Rei. And that's the Kavanah Brios. That's why you're allowed to go into private. Not because of the act. Maybe you're in private in the middle of the field. But the issue is, afterwards, so that's the Kavanah Brios. That's where there might be a chiluk. But the Rush is low Barulon. I'm not sure if you'd be Mechalik. And then the Rush continues and says, Im Pikeachu, on the line of your Pikeach, you have to go, you could go even outside the Tchum. If you go in. But what happens if you're on the way and you find a makom tsanua on the way, but you don't really want to stop there because you want to get back into your tchum? So the Rosh is tough luck. You can't just fake it and pretend you don't see that makom tsanua and keep going back to your tchum. It's pikeichu, you have to go in that direction. But the Rosh says that you do have a little heter, that after you go to the bathroom, it's not like you're finished right there. If it is a reyach there, if there's a smell there, so then you could keep going. You don't have to spend the rest of the day in this bad smelling place. So the Rosh says you could keep going until you get to outside the smell, and then you have 4 amos from there. So again, you keep walking, inching back to your tchum, and hopefully by the time you get to the end place where you're allowed to go, so then it'll be inside your tchum. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tavvav, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Rosh. Go to the Rosh, that you have Dalet Amos, that if you're a Pikeach, you can go towards your Tchum, and you can go where the Reach ends, you have 4 amos from there. But the Bir Halacha there just has a suffix. He says, what happens if you want to go in one direction, and you know towards your Tchum there's no Makom Sanua, but you know if you go in the other direction, there's a closer Makom Sanua. So do you have to go to the closer Makom Sanua, but not in the direction of your Tchum? So here's a suffix about that. Mashup from the Rosh, that it's Mutter, that it's Tzarech Iyun. Because do you have a chiyuv to go to the closest place, or can you still go towards your right? Okay, let's continue now. Amar Rav Papa, 4 lines from the bottom. Rav Papa says as follows: just one line of introduction for the following sugya, and that is the Mishnah in Beitza says. Mishnah in Beitza says as follows. It has one line, Daf Lamed Zayin, Hat Behema Vahakelim Keragle Habaylim. In other words, the Mishnah tells us the Chiddush that not only do people have a Tchum Shabbos, but all the belongings of somebody has the same Tchum as the owner. My pens and chairs cannot be taken 2,000 amos out of my Tchum, even by somebody else. That's the halacha of the Mishnah in Beitza. So the Tchum Shabbos not only applies to people, but it also applies to objects. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, we're talking about people, the Mishnah spoke about people that got out of their tchum by accident, not because of their own will. So Perish Yasu Chutz L'Tchum, what happens if you have somebody's fruit who went outside the tchum they were supposed to be in, the Chazru, and then they ended up back in their tchum, Afilu B'mezid Lo Hepsidu Es Mekoman. Even if this happened b'mezid, that they came back into their tchum, still they didn't lose. You don't say it's like a person who went in and went out, so he only has dalet amos. Still, the fruit don't lose their makom. They still have all their tchum. Why? My taima anusim ninu. An amazing line says the Gemara. They're anusim. Rashi explains it's just like Nachrim took a person out. It's not the fruits volition to go in and out. So because the fruit were taken in and out, so that's why it is mutter. All the Rishonim here are bothered. It's a pretty amazing fact. There was a malacha done with these fruit. It went outside the chum, went inside the chum. There was a malacha there. How can you say it's mutter? Oh, it's otziyuhu. We usually have a principle. If a malacha is done, you can't use it, right? If it's a that's Maisa Shabbos. Maisa Shabbos is that's it's you can't do malacha even by Durabanans. We say it's a Maisa Shabbos. So why should this case be different? So Tosas already picks up on this. Tosas Yiraschal Lo. Even though we learned the past a couple days ago, if it comes for a certain person, it's also for that person. And if it's a Jew, it's also for all Jews. Says the Tosfos in the last line. Tosfos says, no, we're talking about the Rabbanans here. Is it the Rabbanan because it's Shabbos? It's Chubin, it's the Rabbanan. Others say it's only Yantif. Chubin is the Rabbanan on Yantif. Either way, Tosfos even says it's the Rabbanan. But a little tzarachian because you look at Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Maaseh Shabbos. A lot of times, even drabanans, you know, where by certain drabanans at least, were machmir. But that is one opinion of Tosfos. But the other Rishonim quote two other opinions, and that is one day is that in the Ramban. And you can think about it. What makes this case different than any other Maaseh Shabbos case? What's a regular Maaseh Shabbos case? That Maaseh Shabbos. Well, we'll get to that in a second. But usually, Maaseh Shabbos is that something happened, I wouldn't have been able to get this benefit before this act was done. It was cooked. It was raw beforehand. Here, the fruit ended up in the same place that they started with. Yes, they just did a malacha, they came back to the tchum. But they started out here. So even without the malacha, I could have gotten this benefit. Says Ramban, that's why it's different. The only reason Maaseh Shabbos is usur is because you usually, because you can't be nana from a Maaseh Shabbos. But here you're not. Because even without the Maaseh Shabbos, you would be able to get the hana. Says Tosfos, says the Ramban, Zuena Sheila, Devada Maisa Shabbos Asurahim Bishabbos, Omi Divrei Torah, Shlo Omi Divrei Sofrim, Shlo Yanim Maisa Shabbos. Says Ramban, I argue with Tosfos. Even Drabanans is going to be a problem. Kagod Mevashulu Ma'aser, even take it off Meiser. You can't use the Mesukat fruit. Aval, sorry, I need more drinks today. Why should it become usur? Do you only get hanah because of Shabbos? Right, there's no nana from this Maaseh Shabbos, and that's the second answer of the Ramban. What's the third answer? Menachem? Nothing changes, meaning? Remember the Chai Adam that we've done a number of times. I knew it as a Chai Adam. Today I'm going to mention somebody else. Chai Adam writes in Ilcha Shabbos, there is no Maaseh Shabbos by the Malacha of Hotza'a. There's no Maaseh Shabbos. Why? Hotza'a Malacha Gerua, Tosfos Atav Beis and Shabbos. The Malacha Gerua, there's no change in the object. Right? So by many halachas, you find Hotza'a is different than the other Malachas. So too, the Chai Adam says, Hotza'a is different than other malachas. There is no Maaseh Shabbos because you didn't change the chefsa. You just moved it from place to place. So I thought it was a Chai Adam, but yesterday I found that it's the Ritva on Ardaf. Unbelievable. The Ritva, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, says a Befeirish. Now we know it's not a Chai Adam. Now we know it's a Ritva, an Ervin, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ritva says, Afilu b'Shabbos lo mitzar ma'isa Shabbos mibnei shenasa lo bo ma'isa iser ha'avera ha'avara b'shezer abu ha'otza v'achrasa. Maaseh Shabbos doesn't exist by Hotza. Shalom asu b'maisa Shabbos el b'davar sheish bo maisa. Haydu shenaza shum tikkun b'gufo. Shazenik r'maisa. V'haydu direktida b'chol duchta maisa Shabbos. That's the whole what we call it. A maisa Shabbos is a significant maisa was done. But says Rabbeinu Yonah that, you know, by Hotza, there's no maisa Shabbos v'taima de mistaver hu. Says Ritva, I like that. Chiddush. Baruch Hashem, so now we know it's a Ritva, it's not just a Chai Adam. Yeah. And nothing wrong with the Chai Adam. Chai Adam is also wonderful. But now we have it rooted in the Rishonim.
How does Tosfos understand the case with Rava with the turnip?
How does he understand the case with the turnip? We asked for the turnip because it came from outside the Tchum. So again, there, maybe this is all. Tosfos is not clear why here is Drabanan. Some interpreted that it's Yantif. So that's why it will be, and then maybe that was Shabbos.
You mentioned the Ramban said by Tevel, like the two of Maaser
The Ramban says if you took off Tevel, it would be right over. Well, we know it's not Muksa. It's not. It doesn't create Mevatel Chlimei Echano, but we said it is a certain level of Muksa. We had that in earlier Tosfos also, because it doesn't over. Does he disagree with, like, that if you were a misakin, can you use it? Because we did have a Tosfos somewhere at the end of Shabbos, that on top of Aleph, that even if you took it off, yes, it does not create bitukle mechano, it's not that strong muksa, but you can't use it. So I'm not sure if Tosfos would argue with that. Again, Tosfos is not clear why you hold this draw button. Okay, either way, we have three different answers how to understand this line of the Gemara. Just the Pasha Peshat, we're Pasha the Jews, we're trying to understand Pasha Peshat of the Gemara. Three different answers how to answer the question of why this case is different than any other case where a malacha was done. So said, continues the Gemara, Eisver of Yosef Bar Shammai L'Rav Papa. Yosef asked Rav Papa that we have a brisa that seems to say that we have another opinion that seems to argue. Rav Chaim, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omrim, La'olam Asurim, Ashiach, Zulub, Koman, Shogegin. They're always usher these fruits until they come back to their spot, Shogegin. Unintentionally, b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. Doesn't that mean only b'shogeg and not b'mezid? So it seems to be a steerer. The first line, Rav Papa quotes. Rav Papa says even b'mezid, there's not a problem. But then we quote these Tanaim, Rechem Yerub Elazar, that no, only shogegin. How could Rav Papa argue on the Tanaim? Rav Papa was an Amora. So the answer is no. Really, it's a machlokas Tanaim. Tanoi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanaim. If the fruit came back, b'shogeg. The Tanya. Peiros yatzu chutz la tchum b'mezid. My focus about b'mezid, as we'll see. Peiros that came from outside the tchum. The Tanakhama says b'shogeg yochelu b'mezid lo yochelu. If they went out of the tchum, you could eat it. If they went out b'shogeg, you cannot eat it. If they went out b'mezid, notice the Gemara is switching a little bit here. We're not talking about anymore about what place do they have. We're talking about whether you could eat it b'chlal. So that was just we're going to relate to that. Reb Nechemya Omer bib komam yochelu shlo bib komam lo yochelu. Reb Nechemya has a different line. He says bib komam, if they're in their place, if they're back in their place, their original tchum, then you're allowed to eat it. Shlo bib komam lo yochelu. If they're not in their place, they're still outside of tchum lo yochelu. So what does that mean? Ask the Gemara. What does Reb Nechemya mean? My bib komam. What does that mean? Ilema bib komam b'mezid. Does that mean that they came back to their tchum b'mezid? It came back to their tchum intentionally. So then v'habak tani behedya. But that doesn't work, because what is Reb Nechemya? Reb Nechemya in the previous line, the one that was quoted, Reb Nechemya doesn't. It says b'mezid doesn't work. Reb Nechemya says Reb Nechemya Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omrim la'olam asurin achshiach zulub kabat shogegin b'shogeg in b'mezid lo. Reb Nechemya says only b'shogeg, if the fruit are returned, can you eat them, but not b'mezid. So bimkoman in this brisa cannot mean it came back b'mezid. So elolav bimkoman b'shogeg. So what must it mean? It must mean that it came back into their tchum b'shogeg v'chsurim echsura. And the brisa, the mahol machlokas, must be missing some words. V'hakik tani. And this is what the brisa should read, how it should read. Fruit that went out of their tchum. Bishogeg. If they went out bishogeg, yochelu, then you could eat them. This is the Tanakama Shita. B'mezid lo yochelu. If they went out originally bishogeg, you could eat them. If they went out b'mezid, you can't eat them. Vamed v'amurim. When does the Tanakama say this? Make this chilek shalo b'mkoman. That's only if they're still outside their tchum. That's when there's a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Avo b'mkoman afilu b'mezid yochelu. But if they came back into their tchum, even b'mezid, you'd be able to eat it. That's the kula shita of the Tanakama. For us, Reb Nechemya l'meimar, and then Reb Nechemya came along and said, no, afilu b'mkoman nami b'shogeg b'mezid lo. Even b'mkoman, only b'shogeg would be allowed, and not b'mezid. So it's a machlokas tanoim, suggests the Gemara, that if it came back to its tchum b'mezid, the Tanakama would say it's okay. Reb Chaim said it's not okay. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the Machlokas Tanoim, and therefore there's no problem with the Reb Papa, because Reb Papa holds like the Tanakama. Reb Papa had said on the bottom, even b'mezid, it didn't lose its place. So no problem. Reb Papa holds like the Tanakama. Answers the Gemara, no. Lo, b'mezid b'mkoman tchum me'alo pligid the aser. If it came back to its place, the b'mezid, everybody would agree that's aser. Right? No. So therefore, maybe there's still a question on Reb Papa. But v'hacha b'shogeg shalom b'mkoman pligi. Really, the machlokas here between the Tanakama and Reb Nechemya is a case where it's still out of the tchum, but it went out of the tchum b'shogeg. Tanakama savar b'shogeg shari shalom b'mkoman. The Tanakama says as long as it went out b'shogeg, it's still mutter, even though it's outside the tchum. Reb Nechemya savar afilu b'shogeg. Reb Nechemya says no, even by shogeg b'mkoman in shalom b'mkoman lo, we're only going to allow it b'mkoman and not shalom b'mkoman. That is the shita of Reb Nechemya, that only even b'shogeg you only allow b'mkoman. So you see, there's sort of, according to this, Reb Nechemya is and the Tanakama are only arguing about a case of shogeg chutz l'tchum, but mazid back in the tchum, everybody would agree that's still aser. So it's a little difficult what Rapapa would be based on. But says the Gemara, v'habi diktati sefer, that can't be, because if you look in the language of that quote that we had before, the Gemara seems to say it doesn't sound like how we just suggested. V'habi diktati sefer, b'chaver b'lazer b'yakov omrim, la'olam asur and shiach sulam koman shogegin. The language of b'chaver b'lazer b'yakov is that it's always aser until it comes back to its place, shogeg. Shogeg in mezid lo. Says Rashi, explaining this line, la'olam, it's always usher until makes it sound like the Tanakama holds of one requirement to make it mutter. And Rav Nechemya is saying, no, not until you have both requirements. So if it's one requirement, so says Rashi, mechal the Tanakama suffer, but based on nami shari. So it sounds like the Tanakama would have one requirement, either or. Either b'mezid bimkoman, or shalobim koman b'shogeg. The Gemara just suggested that the whole machlokes is only even only shalobim koman b'shogeg. But if it came back to the tchum b'mezid, everybody would agree that that's a problem, and then Rapapa would not have a basis. Says the Gemara, no. It sounds like from the language of Nechemya that the Tanakama's opinion is like you have an option. You have one tzad latova, it's okay. So that means either if it was b'shogeg, even if it's still outside the tchum, or even if it was b'mezid, as long as it's back in the tchum, either one would be mutter, according to the Tanakama, and that's what Rapapa is based on. And Reb Nechemya comes along and says, no, you require both. It has to be b'shogeg, bim koman, shmamina. So therefore, we say it is a machlokas tanoim, and there is a Tana that Rav Papa can be based on. Period. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Hay mahalef ein yodei tchum Shabbos. What happens if you're walking and you don't know exactly the tchum Shabbos? Know exactly where the tchum is. So again, remember, ein yodei, a lot of these ein yodei cases. We had in Shabbos, let's say you're walking, you don't know what day Shabbos is. Talk about, do you count 6 and 1 or 1 and 6? That was the machlokas there. But here, you're walking outside and you don't know where the tchum ends. Mahalech and the lechora, what the Gemara is talking about is you're going outside, you know where it starts. You know exactly, you're at the edge of your city, you want to take a walk. You don't exactly know where the tchum ends. Says the Gemara, Mahalech apayim psios benonios. You're allowed to walk 2,000 steps because, you know, each step is about an amma. So that's why you're allowed to take 2,000 steps, v'zuhi tchum Shabbos, and then you can assume it is tchum Shabbos. A couple of important points here. Number one is that the Bir Halacha notes, what happens if you're a very tall guy, and your steps are larger than the average person's? So does that make a difference? So I saw quoted between the Merkavas HaMishnah that it does not make a difference, but the Bir Halacha says it does. The Bir Halacha in Shin Tzadik Zayin, where this halacha is quoted, the Bir Halacha says, "Upashut, it's obvious, de'imu adam aroch, you're a long man, shepsiya beinonis shalohu yoser be'ama, so then you have to take small steps. If you have a big stride, you have to take small steps. But he says, for those of us who aren't, who do not have the genes of height, says the Bir Halacha, the opposite, we have a little more akula. V'chein pashutim hu adam nanas, somebody's very short, they have small steps, so you can take more than 2,000 amos. So this really means by an average man, 2,000 amos. Okay, that is the, that is what the Bir Halacha suggests. One. Another important point, though, the Ritva here notes, and that is we learned at the end of Masechta Shabbos, there was an Isser D'Rabbanan on Shabbos called Medida. Right, this is of measuring things, measuring out exact ingredients for a salad, measuring out anything on Shabbos. It says this is Drabanan, whether it's included Mekach u'Memkar, usually measured business, but we said that there was certain heterim by Medida. Tzorach Chol is mutter, taking temperature, Tzorach Mitzvah is mutter. If you don't do it in an exact way, you know, you just estimate. So it says the Ritva here just points out, it must be that this is Tzorach Mitzvah, right? It must be, you're walking the Tchub Shabbos, and you must be going to do a mitzvah. You have to say that, or else Medida would be Aser. That's what the Ritva adds that in to the Lord. He says, it has to be at least something that's connected to a mitzvah or has the status of medida de mitzvah. Okay, so the rest of Shmuel says you can walk and go to 2,000 amos. Now we have a machlokas. What happens if you are in the middle of a field and you're Kona Shvisa there on Erev Shabbos, right? You're in the middle of nowhere, so you have 4 amos. What could you do? Just stop. But then, all of a sudden, Shabbos afternoon, a bunch of non-Jewish caravan passes by, and they set up shop exactly around your area, and they build a mechitza around your area. And lo and behold, you're surrounded by four mechitzas. So can you now go outside of your four amos, which you were kona on Erev Shabbos, and walk in the total surrounding area? Wonderful. Says Shmuel, tough. V'ikifua, not so bad, but we'll see. The other sheet is more machmer. B'Shabbos, v'beka'u v'ikifua nachmer mechitza. The nachmer came, and they made a mechitza on Shabbos. B'Shabbos, mahalich alpayim ama, says Shmuel, you're allowed to now walk 2,000 amos, umetaltel bikula al yedei zrika. And the way Rashi explains this is that within your 2,000 amos, you're allowed to do anything you want. You're allowed to carry stuff. You're allowed to walk within those 2,000 amos. But let's say the enclosure now is more than 2,000 amos. You can't walk outside of those 2,000 amos because it wasn't there before Shabbos, and therefore 2,000 amos, and that's it. What you're allowed to do is to throw things beyond the 2,000 amos. You can't carry anything beyond those 2,000 amos, but you could throw things past those 2,000 amos. Why throw things? Why? Because it is an enclosed area. It's a closed area, therefore you're allowed to throw things. Rashi points out that why is this different than the case we had in the Mishnah, which said that, let's say, the Nachrim take you, Hotziu Nachrim, and put you in a different city on Shabbos. So we say you can walk the whole city, according to Rabbi Gamliel, another Tanoim. So why is that different for you? So Rashi says it's worse. Rashi says, over there at least, it existed before Shabbos. It existed before Shabbos, and now you're going there, you weren't there. Here, this wasn't here before Shabbos. You were Konish Visa here. And therefore, this came up. So yes, it is, we've had before in the past, a mechitza hanasis me'eleha on Shabbos is a mechitza, but find it's a mechitza to allow you to carry now within those 2,000 amos, but you can't carry past. That is Shitas Rashi. Again, within 2,000 amos, you could carry. And Rashi even says you could carry in the normal fashion within 2,000 amos, and you could throw items outside of 2,000 amos. The Piskei Rid points out here just the Ha'ara, which you need to understand the Gemara, but didn't we just say that your Kalim can't go beyond where you're allowed to go? Right? Your objects also have Tchum. So he said he must be talking about Chefsei Hefker. It must be either somebody else's objects or, you know, objects that are ownerless. Because if you can't walk there, your Kalim wouldn't be able to walk there either. That is Shitas Shmuel. Rav Huna Amar. Rav Huna says, no. Mahalech Alpayim Ama. You're allowed to walk 2,000 amos where you are, umetaltel dalan amos. But you're only allowed to be metaltel 4 amos. 4 amos, as if there was no mechitza there. But more than that, you're not allowed to do because of a gzeira. So ask the Gemara, metaltel bekula dezrika. Why can't you be metaltel and more? So says the Gemara, shemi yimashich achar chefso. Because if you're able to throw beyond the 2,000 amos. So again, let me just paraphrase. Rav Huna is arguing in 2 points. Number one, he's arguing that you can't throw beyond the 2,000 amos because Gzeira, maybe if you could throw there, maybe you might walk there. That's Gzeira number one. Machlokas number two is that he says you can't even be metaltel within the 2,000 amos because Rashi points out he considered this place Nifrat Slamakam Ha'asrla, bringing back memories of Perek Beis, of Erevin. Because outside of 2,000 Amos, this is Makom Ha'aser to you. You can't walk there, so therefore you can't be Metaltel in the area. Remember, we had the cases of the Mavui and next to the different areas. So says the Shita of Rav Huna that you can't be Metaltel more than 4 Amos. Because, so what? It's surrounded ultimately outside, but you can't carry there. So therefore, you can't carry there. You can't even carry within. You're not allowed to do, that's so. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman and Shmuel are arguing about 2 points. Number one, can you be metaltel within 2,000 amos? Shmuel says yes, Rav Huna says no, because do you consider this nifras l'makom asur la? A. B. Can you throw beyond the 2,000 amos? Says Shmuel yes. Says Rav Huna no, because it goes there that you might go follow those objects after you throw them. Fine. Those are the first two opinions. Oh, let's get the Gemara says it beferish. But alpayim miyas l'taltel kiyorche. Why can't, according to Rav Huna, can you be metaltel at least within the 2,000 amos? Mishuv davik b'chitzah shnifras of be milua l'bakam ha'asur la. Right? It's like it's open to a place that's asur, and therefore you can't be metaltel even within the 2,000 amos. Just one ha'ara. I explain the Gemara according to Rashi. Tosfos has a different at most, and the Ritva says that than others. Tosfos has a different opinion within Shmuel. He says even Shmuel doesn't allow you to carry normally within 2,000 amos. Even Shmuel only allows you to throw things within 2,000 amos, but not carry things normally. Well, we're going with Rashi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens like Rashi. So that is why we explained like that's Shita's Rashi. Okay, continues the Gemara. Chiya bar Rav Amar. The Gemara quotes a middle opinion. Chiya bar Rav says Mahalech Alpayim Ama. You're allowed to be metalta within 2,000 amos, and though he doesn't leave an option for throwing outside of 2,000 amos. Keman delo karav nachmanu delo karav huna. What's that? Chiyah Barav is not agreeing with anybody then, because he's saying that he's not like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman allowed you to throw outside of 2,000 amos. He's not like Rav Huna, because Rav Huna didn't allow you to carry even within 2,000 amos. So Gemara says, okay, change it. Eima matato ba'arba. Really, he means you're only allowed to be matato on the 4 amos. Iha, ihainu Rav Huna. That's the same sheet as Rav Huna. Eima v'chein amar chiyah barav. You're right. Chiyah barav is agreeing with Rav Huna. Fine. So we have two sheetas, Shmuel and Rav Huna. Amalei Rav Nachman says to Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, who quoted Shmuel, says to Rav Huna, Ultiflagalei to Shmuel, don't argue with Shmuel. The Tanya Kavasei, because there's a brisa that supports my Rebbe Shmuel, who says that you're allowed to be vitalta within the whole 2,000 amos, and you're not gozer. The other aspect of Shmuel, you're not gozer Shemei Yimashich. Achar Chefso. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. The said Rav Huna was gozer that you can't throw beyond 2,000 amos because you might come to be Moshech, you might go there. And Shmuel wasn't gozer. So we have a Bryce that seems to say you're not gozer. The Tanya, Haya Modet Uba. Right, those two words are together. Haya Modet Uba. The Kalsa Midasa Bechatzi Hayir. Let's say, right, interesting case, somebody asked me this about 2 weeks ago, and I said one thing, and I was wrong. Right, what happens if you're measuring your Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amos outside your city, and that 2,000 amos ends mamish punct in the middle of another city? What's the halacha? So does that other city, you could carry the whole thing in because it's all considered dalan amos, just like your city was called dalan amos? So Gemara says no. Gemara says if your tchum ends in the middle of a city, mutul taltel bekol hier kula ubil vajol yavar is a tchum baraglof. So Gemara, the Bryce has an unusual line. It says you're allowed to be metaltel in the whole city as long as you don't go past the tchum with your feet. So what does that mean? So, but my metaltel. So what do you mean? So it says you're not allowed to go past the edge of your tchum. So lavai de zrika. Doesn't that mean that you're only allowed to go up to where you're up to, but you're allowed to throw outside? And therefore, what does that show? Like Shmuel, that you're not gozer, that you might come to follow your chafatzim into a place where you're not allowed to go. So does that prove like Shmuel? So Rav Huna loay de meshicha. No, what the Bryce is talking about is something is outside the tchum, and you're going to pull it in. So that's why you're not gozer Shemi Yimashe, because it's going in the opposite direction. It's coming to you. But Nachinami, if it's going out, so then it would be Aser. But that's the halacha. If the Tchum ends,
he's not up in a year, is that what it is?
Yeah, he wasn't Kona Shrisa there. He wasn't Kona Shrisa in that city. Right, so all the cases, Lechora, where you set out your air outside, so yeah, the way you want to go, it has to be within those 2,000 amos.
We always said that the whole city is 4 amos.
Only your city is 4 amos. Right, and that's why you see the Chiddush is what we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, that according to certain Tanoim, if Hotsiyuhu Nachrim and put you into a new city, even though it's outside your Tchum, that's the Kula. Because you didn't do it yourself, you were forced, so that's why you're as if you're like a ban of this city now. Rav Huna continues. Let's say you're measuring your 2,000 amos and it ends in the middle of somebody's yard. Forget the city. So says the Gemara, Ein liu ela chatzi chatzer. That's it. You only have till that half a chatzer. Pshita, so what's the chiddush? Right? That we know that. It ends where it ends. So the Gemara said, no, the chiddush is Eima yesh lo chatzi chatzer. The chiddush is that you have the half a chatzer that's in your tchum. Says the Gemara, Hainami pshita. That's also obvious. The tchum continues. The Gemara says, no, ma'od atayma leichosh doma asil tutuli bekule kamash malon. I might have said, no, there's a gzeira, right? It makes a lot of sense. The tchum ends in the middle of a backyard. So you might say that you can't carry in the first half of the backyard, because it's very possible and probable that you'll carry in the other half. Kamash malon, you don't make any gzeiras. The tchum ends where the tchum ends, and you're allowed to carry up until the edge. What about the people in the chatzor? This is a person's private tchum. They could doesn't affect anybody else's land. Amar Rav Nachman, Modeli Huna. Rav Nachman says, Rav Huna, who said in earlier that you make gzeiras, he admits to me in the following case that you don't make a gzeira. Modeli Huna, he amodi dubava kalsim midaso asfas tikra. Let's say a person's tchum ends right where a house starts and the house is missing a wall. In other words, picture a house that lost the eastern wall. There's no wall, right? The house is open on that side. And a person's tchum is coming from the east, and it ends mamish right where the roof's edge is. And there's no wall there. So your tchum finishes. You can't go into the house. But here, says Rav Nachman, even Rav Huna would agree to me that you could throw things into that house beyond the tchum. Why? Because there's a hecker. There's a hecker, and therefore there's not going to be a gzeira shemim ha-sheikh. Minala sas tikra, mutzul ta'adam b'chol ha-bayis. My time, hov, tikras ha-bayis chovetes. Because the tikras ha-bayis is chovet. Remember we had chvot. We had that halach boshi b'sidai all the way in the first parak. As if the wall goes down, but it doesn't mean, you don't need a halachic break. It just means that this is like a hecker. It's as if the wall goes, shoots down, and therefore there wouldn't be a gzeira. Amr, chunim b'edir of nasan, kit tanoi. Maybe there's a machlokas tanoim. Maybe our mishnah is really machlokas tanoim, whether you say this gzeira. Holy chuli, racheres masuba dir basar. Remember, we had the case yesterday. Let's say the nachrim or the ruach ra put you outside into a different city. So now you're in a newly enclosed area, which you weren't at when Shabbos started. So Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Malachas Kula, the first two Tanaim, Rav Gamliel held that you can now this whole city is yours. You can walk the whole city. Rav Shua ben Akiva, Omer Ein Lo El Adal Amos. Rav Shua ben Akiva says no. It's just like you're outside your tchum, even though you're in a new city, you only have the four amos. So says the Gemara suggestion. Maybe this Tanaim, Mismachlokes Tanaim, which only seems to be a machlokas about do you consider your city, your new city, your city? Maybe that machlokas really relates to us. My love, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. What's the svara for the ones that are matir? The Rabbi Gabriel Rabbi Azariah, who say you can walk the whole city. They don't make zeros that you're going to get confused with walking in this area, or to a case where you're not surrounded by wolves, where you're just put outside in the middle of the desert. They don't make such a zera because they say this case is mutter. And furthermore, and since if they don't make a zera about hiluch to hiluch, meaning hiluch in a walled place, atu hiluch in a non-walled place, tilto atu hiluch lo gazri. So it must be they wouldn't make a gzera either of tilto atu hiluch, meaning allow you to be metaltel outside your tchum through throwing, because you might have to walk there. So it must be, just like they don't make gzera number one, hiluch to hiluch, they don't make gzera number two, tilto to hiluch. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, the Omrim, and the other sheet in the Mishnah that says Machmir, Ein lo ela dalet amos. The other sheet that says no, your new city, you can only walk for amos. It's not called your new city. The Gazri hiluch tevisar ato hiluch tebeka. It must be because they're gozer. Because if you allow you to do this, in this case, no, you can't do that because you're gozer that you might come to do this, even if you're outside the tchum, not in a walled place. Umi the hiluch ato hiluch gazri. And once they make that gzera, tilto ato in the chami gazri. Must be they make the other gzera too, and they would be gozer like Rav Huna, that you can't throw something outside your tchum because you might be nimshach after your chayfetz. So isn't it a machlokas tanam our mishnah? So the Gemara says no. Mimai, maybe that machlokas is a separate issue. Dilma, and in each direction. Kilo gazri rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hiluch sar v'dir atu hiluch bika. Over there, why does rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allow you? Because they're not gozer walking in an enclosed area, atu walking in an open place. Why? Because hani mili hasav d'shnei b'komos. It's two different places. So that's what there's ogzera. You're not, now you're in an enclosed area. Period. You're not worried about a different case. But it's very possible that in our discussion, where the question is, can you throw beyond your tchum, they would say there's a gzeira there, because that's the same case. That's a real chash. That's in one direction. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Nami, the other direction too. Mimai, the Mishub the Gazri who? Why do they make a Xera there? Mishub Dilma, Mishub the Kasavri, maybe why? Ki Amrina Kolobayas Kulo Karba Amos Dami. When do you say your whole place is considered Arba Amos? Hani Mil Hecha the Shavas Bavir Bechitz Mi Bo Yom. That, because why can't you have the new city? Why can't that be your city? Because you weren't resting there Erev Shabbos. Aval Hecha Delo Shavas Bavir Mechitz Mi Bo Yom. No. But if you weren't resting in the Mechitz Mi Bo Yom, so then you wouldn't say that. And then for the, but in our case, according to those Tanam who are Machmir, maybe they'd be Mekel. Who says they make a Gzeir in our case? Because you are Shobes here. The question is, could you go beyond that? Maybe you could throw something. So don't link the two Gzeiras to our Mishnah. Fine. Amarav, Hilchzak Rabbi Gamliel, Batir Basar Basvina. Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel in all three cases. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel who said that if you're forced outside your tchum and you end up in a new area, in an enclosed area, it's mutter. You're allowed to walk the whole area. That applies by the fields and by the boat. Ushwal Amar Hilchzak Rabbi Gamliel Basvina, Alva Batir Basar Lo. Shmuel said, no, the halacha only by the Svina case. When you're on the boat, you can walk the entire boat. To Kuli Alma Miyas, halacha Abliya b'Svina. So everybody at least agrees, the halacha is like Abliya by the boat case. My taima. What's the reason? Since I thought this is an unusual my taima. Usually, yes, my taima on an opinion. Here we're saying my taima that sounds like, why do they all agree that the halacha is like Abliya? Maybe the Gemara just means to say, you know, why do they like his shita so much? Why is it Sardik? So Gemara has two possibilities. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hoil v'shavas pa'avir mechitzas bibodyo. No, because if you're in the boat from before Shabbos, so you're surrounded by mechitzas. So that's why that's your new, that's your place. That's your place. Reb Zera Amar, different reason. Hoil v'svida notzlaso mitchilas arba umanachto v'sof arba. No, it's because the boat takes you from four amos to the end of four amos. What does that mean? Rashi quotes three different opinions, what that line means. First opinion is, unbelievable chiddush. When do you only have four amos on Shabbos? When you're kona shvisa. When you're on land, you're always kona shvisa automatically, because wherever you're standing, you have four amos from where you are. But if you're on a boat, by definition, you're always moving. So you would never kona shvisa. So if you're not kona shvisa, you're never limited. That's why you can walk the whole boat. Right? Because it works for your benefit. Unbelievable. You would think if you're not going to Shvisa, you can't do anything. No. Right? So no, if you're not going to Shvisa, so then you're not limited. That's opinion number one of Rashi. So you're on a boat, you're always moving. Opinion number two of Rashi. No, you're never going out of your Dalai Lamas, because even if the boat's going east, you could be walking west. So therefore, you're never walking Dalai Lamas. But Rashi says, but how could that work? He doesn't like that opinion, because maybe you'll walk in the same direction as the boat, and you'll make it worse, and you'll be going out of your four Amas. So then Rashi goes to the third opinion. He quotes his uncle. I never saw this before. Rashi quotes his uncle, Dodi Reb Shimon. Dodi Reb Shimon, Mipi Harav. Right? Lishna Achrina, a third pshat. That maybe the point is that because the boat's moving and you keep going outside of your Dalan Amos, it's like Hotsi'uhu Nachrim. Right? Because it's out of your choice. It's Ein Breira. And therefore, that's why it's going to be Mutter. Either way, three interpretations of that line of the Gemara. My Binayu, just one more line. What's the difference, what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? Rabba, who says you rested inside the boat's walls, and Reb Zera. Ika Binayu, shenifchasu dofnei svina. What happens if one of the walls of the boat breaks? Right? So according to Rabba, it's no good, because you don't have your walls anymore. According to Reb Zera, it still would be good. Inami, bekofet v'svina l'svina. What if you jump from boat to boat? Again, according to Rabbi, it would not be good, because this isn't your boat. And according to the second opinion, it would still be okay. Amen.